529, our temperature reading, 53 degrees. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Authorities have released the names of the persons involved in the standoff in Wittenberg Tuesday afternoon. Police say Travis Keeler of Gillett was the man allegedly holding a McDonald's restaurant employee at gunpoint. The man allegedly taken hostage was identified as Jacob Kujawa. Authorities were called about 2 p.m. Thursday to the restaurant and gas station at the intersection of U.S. 45 and State 29. Employees and customers were allowed out of the store except for Kujawa. About 4 p.m., Keeler surrendered. No one was injured. Organizers around a proposed scenic byway near the Wolf River are trying to drum up local support for the plan. As WXPR's Natalie Jablonski reports, members of the public were invited to Mole Lake today to get involved.
To convince state officials that the Wolf River Heritage Corridor has what it takes to be a scenic byway, the first step was a detailed scenic assessment. It scored each mile of the route based on natural beauty, historical significance, and other amenities. Overall, the byway averaged a promising 7 out of 8 possible points. Dennis Leong from the Department of Transportation says the next step is a plan for marketing and preserving the byway.
They've already passed a first test, which is the scenic qualities. And so, as you mentioned, they got a 7, which is very good. So the next thing is that now they have to get together and kind of manage the corridor. You know, how are you going to promote the corridor? And what things did you want to say about drawing people to the area?
He explains that more than two-thirds of the communities included in the byway must pass a resolution in support of it, so public engagement is important. The proposed route follows Highway 55 from Langlade in the south to Nelma in the north, with an extra loop near Three Lakes. It also passes through the Sakagan Chippewa community and the Shawmigan-Nicolet National Forest. President of the Forest County Economic Development Partnership, R.T. Kruger, thinks it will bring needed tourism dollars to the area.
I just hope it brings some recognition for some of the natural and historic and cultural aspects that we have. It's a really neat stretch of road. It's a very neat loop of road, and it's something that people don't get to experience.
There are 4 state-designated scenic byways in Wisconsin already, plus 2 others designated by the U.S. Forest Service. For WXPR News, I'm Natalie Jablonski.
As snow cover lessens, the fire danger increases. The DNR has designated this week as Wildfire Prevention Week to mark the upcoming anniversary of the German Road fire that burned more than 7,000 acres in Douglas County last May. Wildfire prevention specialist Catherine Cooley says the highest risk for fire comes after the snow melts and before things green up.
It's kind of a misconception that, you know, just because we had snow on the ground last week that things don't burn, and it's quite the contrary. It's when that vegetation is dead and dry and we have those dry, windy days that makes it just a bad combination for fires.
Officials are urging those burning yard waste to make sure their fires are completely out in addition to having the proper permits. And Cooley says all homeowners can take steps to protect their houses from stray embers or spreading a fire.
The key is to really focus on that 100 to 200 feet around the house. Simple things like moving a stack of firewood, raking leaves and pine needles away from the house, cleaning out your gutters, focusing on the little things. It's really that kindling around the home that can take the home down.
This year, there have been 150 wildfires throughout the state, which have burned almost 1,200 acres in DNR protection areas. And the intense winter weather hurt Northwood's home sales in March, but prices continue to rise, and economists think it shows the housing market is recovering. The Wisconsin Realtors Association monthly sales and price report shows a price rise of 14% in the Northwoods from a year ago, but sales were off by about 100 units in the 18-county area from 1 year ago. Economist David Clark noted the average price rise here, but said statewide it was just about 2%.
The median price movement in March was actually kind of a welcome sign. You don't really want to see your prices going up at over 3 times the rate of inflation. Going up at about the rate of inflation is kind of stable, sustainable price appreciation.
But he says the winter that wouldn't end didn't fire up home buyers.
They just got hammered by snow and cold weather, and that put a real damper on the spring housing market.
Home sales declined by about 11% statewide, about the same as the Northwoods. Clark is optimistic for the next quarter, saying the strongest time of the year for home sales is over the warmer months, and he thinks buyers who held off during the cold months will warm up with the weather. And while much of the focus has been on the state's walleye initiative to put more survivable-sized walleyes into lakes and rivers, another large-scale fish stocking effort is underway. The DNR reports more than 316,000 catchable-sized trout are being stocked in waters across the state. DNR State Fish Production Manager Dave Gietbach says the snow and cold slowed the trout stocking this year, but they should be ready to go by the fishing opener on May 3rd.
We typically stock catchable trout across the state in waters that don't have natural reproduction or are otherwise limited in their ability to provide a fishery. But those older fish can survive and do well to provide a fishery for people. And so we plan to stock those waters usually on an annual basis.
More than 100,000 of the fish will be stocked in urban fishing waters, small lakes and ponds managed with a local municipality. The DNR website has a list of waters that will see trout stocking. And Wisconsin U.S. Senate Democrat Tammy Baldwin came out today in favor of a minimum wage hike that would keep going up with inflation without Congress voting on it again. Appearing at a forum in Milwaukee, Baldwin disputed Republican claims that a higher minimum wage would be a job killer. She admitted there were studies which had different conclusions, but she said more money in workers' pockets would stimulate the economy. And U.S. Senate Republican Rand Paul, who's considering a run for the White House, paid a visit to Milwaukee today to see how private school choice is going. He said the tax-funded vouchers for low-income kids give more parents the power to choose a religious education for their youngsters. The weather forecast for tonight, rain showers this evening and a 50% chance of rain or snow showers after midnight, lows in the middle 30s. Thursday, rain and snow showers with maybe an inch of accumulation with steady temperatures, and then Thursday night, still a chance of rain or snow. 53 degrees at the studios. The time is 5:36.